Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Even if you don't like gambling, or you choose not to partake in gambling, one thing I do find very interesting are the gambling odds, because it almost tells you the future. You know, it gives you an idea of where the money is, and usually there's some information that leads to that. So I had to do this via a friend. I couldn't do this by myself. And that is checking the latest FanDuel odds on where guys are going to be picked. Like, who's going to go number one overall, who's going to go number two overall. And the reason I had to ask a friend is that we have different laws in New Jersey and New York. We cannot make a bet in the state of New York on the NFL draft. You can't do it. In the state of New Jersey, you can. And it just boggles my mind on why.
And why in New York you're not allowed to?
Yeah.
Because they believe that things like that, you could get easily get inside information. Like, if you happen to know Joe Shane or Joe Douglas, you could, I know exactly who they're taking.
Mm.
Or someone who knows exactly what they're taking leaks it to a friend of theirs, and you put this massive bet on something that's easily find outable.
Right.
I think that's why.
So why does New Jersey allow it?
I don't know why New Jersey allows it either.
And it's not just the draft. Like, the draft gets a lot of attention, but the other things are awards. And I even mentioned that earlier this year about Luis Severino. I did place a bet. I went to New Jersey. I placed the bet on Luis Severino to win the National League Cy Young. By the way, not that he's the favorite by any stretch, but I'm a bet.
The awards are different, especially in baseball, because in football, really all sports, you have to earn them.
Right, you do, but they are selected by human beings.
Yeah,
as opposed to the results of a game.
That's the common thread, is that human beings make the decision.
Yeah, I get it. I understand your point. I just wish it was different. I think it would be fun to have that option. And I don't, unless I drive to the state of New Jersey. But here are the odds, and tell me if you're buying all this. First of all, number one overall pick is overwhelmingly Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. He's at 300 to 1, but minus 3,000. So he's overwhelmingly the consensus number one overall pick, mainly because they feel pressured. Right, Tiki?
He's also got a ton of talent.
He does. He does. Number two is also overwhelming.
Mm.
Minus 750 for Jaden Daniels. So it is now overwhelming, not to the level of Caleb Williams, but pretty high end, that the guy going number two is going to be Jaden Daniels. And then we get to number three, and that's where things get very interesting. Mm. It is not overwhelming, but at minus 280, which is a significant favorite, Drake May is the favorite to go at number three. Now, the caveat is to go at number three.
Not to whom?
Not to whom. Like, right now, number three is the New England Patriots, but as we've talked about, it's certainly on the table that the New England Patriots are open for business. So that is number three. Number four, again, pretty big favorite, minus 370. Marvin Harrison Jr. to number four, which as of right now is the Arizona Cardinals, and that certainly makes a lot of sense for the Cardinals to take him. Number five. Oh, now it gets spicy. There is no favorite. Everybody's plus money.
I guess the favorite technically, the one with the lowest odds at plus 250. At number five, J.J. McCarthy. How about that?
That is interesting.
Now, that's a trade because the Chargers are not drafting J.J. McCarthy.
Well, so let's analyze what you're saying real quickly. That tells you that the Chargers are moving out of that pick and someone is moving into that pick.
Or it tells you that Jim Harbaugh's about to shock the NFL world and take his boy and trade Justin Herbert.
Well, I mean, it's funny because when Jim Harbaugh was talking about how great and all this glowing praise for J.J. McCarthy, it was like, all right, well, draft him.
Take him.
Trade Justin Herbert to somebody else.
Trade the overrated pretty boy somewhere else.
Right.
Keep J.J. McCarthy.
He will be welcome somewhere else, I promise you.
Now, it's very close. Here are the other names that are very close to J.J. McCarthy at number five. Plus 350, J.C. Latham, the center from Alabama. Plus 400, Malik Nabers. Also plus 400, Joe Alt. Plus 700, Marvin Harrison Jr. And then there's a huge drop-off to Drake May because the assumption is May is gone.
That's interesting because it feels like with the first, the favorite at five, they're baking in a trade. But all those other picks are Charger picks.
Correct.
So if they don't take J.J. McCarthy, then it'll be Malik Nabers or whoever else.
Yes.
Joe Alt,
that is the only pick in the top five that doesn't have a significant favorite. But let's get to number six because that's where the Giants pick. There is a favorite.
Roma
plus
Dunze.
145.
Roma Dunze.
It is not Roma Dunze.
Who is it?
It's Malik Nabers. Not. Do you know or are you guessing?
I'm guessing. It's got to be.
It is Malik Nabers at plus 145.
I can see that.
It's Malik Nabers.
I just ruled him out because he was in this previous one. But
it's Malik Nabers plus 145.
He wasn't the favorite at five, though.
He was not. He
got
was
it.
Up there, though.
Got it.
Roma Dunze, number two. J.J. McCarthy, number three. Joe Alt, number four, and then there's a huge drop-off. So those are the four guys that they think could possibly be there at number six. And if the Giants stay at number six, the guy they would take. Mm. Very interesting.
Yeah.
So what does it tell us? Here's what it tells us. It tells us Caleb Williams is going number one.
Yep.
It tells us Jaden Daniels is going number two. And it tells us that Drake May is going number three. But is it the Patriots? Is it the Vikings? Is it the Giants?
No, you're forgetting the Broncos.
The Broncos
Raiders.
And the Raiders. Yeah, no, they're in it too. You're right. Absolutely. I think Jaden Daniels was the one who said, or reportedly said, his dream scenario is to end up with the Raiders. But that's not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
He's going to end up marrying the guy that was speed dating him, the Washington Commanders. So what does this all mean? It's a little hint on what we're going to see tonight.
Well, it tells you that the Vegas thinks that the Giants are taking a wide receiver.
Yes, or trading up for number three. But if they stay in their spot, they're telling you it is either going to be Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze. Now, you have pointed out you're a big Dunze guy.
Right.
How do you feel about Malik Nabers if that's the way the Giants go?
I like Malik Nabers, too. I just like the body type of Dunze. And there was something about his combine that just captured me. And it was a stupid little story about him trying to finish his three-cone drill time. He just kept doing it, like, over and over and over. And I don't mean, like, three or four times. He did it for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else was on the field. He was out there trying to shave off a tenth of a second or less than that, or a 500th of a second. And there's something to that. He had no better thing to do. Like, he's not running to go put something on TikTok or social media or go hang out with his agent or go make some money doing something else. He wanted to be as best he could at this little drill that means absolutely nothing, by the way. But that was his focus. That was his task at the moment, and he was dialed into it more so than anybody else. And there's something to that.
I think it's impressive.
It reveals character.
Yeah,
it reveals work ethic.
The other part of his character, just so you know, and this is okay, I've lived this life before, I was listening to Roma Dunze talk the other day, and it became very, very clear where he prefers to be.
Where?
And that is in Florham Park with the New York Jets. He's made that very, very
really?
Clear. And I respect that. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, weapons, everything. Yeah.
Honestly, it makes sense.
It makes complete sense. No.
If you're a young wide receiver and you're going to be in the top 10, you're saying, dude, put me with the Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. So if you get your guy, I want you to know, Sean, because this doesn't bother Tiki as much, but this will bother Sean.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He actually wants to be a Jet.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I can't think of any place I'd rather play other than the team with the longest playoff drought in the NFL.
You know what? Talk to Roma Dunze. He wants to be a Jet. You can take all the shots you want. It's not you being drafted. It's Dunze being drafted. He prefers green. That's just the reality. I'm sorry.
He can live in Florham Park next to me and play for the Giants.
I love it, D. All right.
Anthony's calling from Staten Island. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I got a draft proposition for you, but before I give it to you, I got a serious bone to pick with Evan. Evan, I always have your back. I was supportive when Tiki was trying to let you out of the bet, shave half of it, dye it, whatever. Although I don't agree, I supported Sean's syrupless pancakes. I listen to you guys every day. I called you after the second game, and I begged you, don't rip me, because I'm a diehard Knicks fan, about the officiating in game two. And as soon as I hung up, it was like you absolutely unleashed on me. And it just hurt because now I know I can't trust you anymore.
Really? I don't remember this. And it was only a couple days ago.
It was two days ago.
I guess I'm sorry. What can I tell you?
It's all right. Listen, so here's my draft proposition for you. So diehard Giants fan too, right? And I don't know if it's just a coincidence, but this guy seems very unhappy in his current situation. He's a number one receiver all day on any team. T. Higgins wants out of Cincinnati. Right.
Him and Trey Hendrickson demanded trade yesterday.
Demanding trades. So to me, all right, yeah, okay, we could get Adunze, Neighbors, unproven receivers. T. Higgins, you could put him in. He's number one receiver on any team. Why? I don't understand why, and obviously we don't know if it's happening, but Shane calls up, sends out a feeler text, hey, listen, T. Higgins, you could have six overall for a proven receiver. We'll take their 18, get a second-round pick, maybe a first-round pick next year. And just start, maybe you get Bo Nix on the wraparound. Who knows? Competition for Daniel Jones. But you got to start stacking picks. And I'll take T. Higgins, a proven number one receiver, over either one of these guys.
That's fine, you know, it's interesting, Anthony, because we talked about this last year, before the start of last year.
Because you knew he was going to have to get paid and they weren't going to pay him.
Right. It was a similar situation as Tyreek Hill. And I remember we went through this scenario, how everybody, including T. Higgins, including the Cincinnati Bengals, know that they can't pay him what he's going to be worth.
And that's what this issue is about, by the way. He wants a long-term commitment. So it's not about, I hate Cincinnati. It's about, I want a long-term commitment. They are not doing it.
And they can't do it. With the Kansas City Chiefs, they recognize, they agreed with Tyreek Hill. They traded him to the Miami Dolphins. He becomes the highest-paid wide receiver in NFL history at the time, $30 million. T. Higgins, we identified this, or at least I identified this, last August. Right, the Giants should go try to get him now.
Mm.
Right, get him before this becomes a controversial issue, which it seemingly is starting to become.
Yeah, the problem is,
but this was before last year.
No, absolutely.
But
now he's been franchise tagged, just so we know where he is.
And at this point, there's too many other options. He's only 25 years old, so it's not like he's 28. Mm-hmm. He's 25 years old, has plenty of prime left in his game, but you also are sitting at six. Well, with multiple talented wide receivers on the draft board.
Well, I think the problem is, like, T. Higgins makes sense for New York. He makes sense for the Jets.
Yeah.
And he makes sense for the Jets because the Jets are trying to win a championship right now. As much as you guys may not think that can happen, they are trying. So you've got a 25-year-old guy in the prime of his career in which the Jets are going all in. So using draft capital and then signing him to a contract extension to make him happy, mm-hmm. but keeps his cap number down in the first couple of years. And, oh, by the way, you're not paying Garrett Wilson yet, makes a lot of sense. And as a Jet fan, I'd be intrigued. The problem with the Giants is you have to give him that extension.
Yeah.
And like you've been talking about, you're trying to build that ass.
Right.
So you're going to give up draft capital. You're going to pay him a lot of money.
Again,
and
yeah.
you're probably not ready to compete on that level.
It made more sense last year for the Giants coming off of the playoff season 2 years ago than it does this year.
Yeah, I don't think it makes a lot of sense.
You Jet fans can be real pigs sometimes. I'm sorry.
What?
We're a month and a half removed from celebrating an egg sandwich signing Mike Williams to this team. It's like the Jet fans have forgotten they signed him. And also...
Yeah, but Mike Williams is a different...
Okay.
He's not T. Higgins. He's not a taker. He's not taking the top off the
team. No, he's not.
You know what, TK? Right. I'm going to give you a hold on here one second. You're about to have to pay Garrett Wilson in another year. You're going to tie up that much guaranteed money to two top-flight receivers and T. Higgins and Garrett Wilson?
You have three more seasons of Garrett Wilson.
Yeah. They don't have to pay him yet.
This is year three of him.
No, they're eligible to pay him.
They're not going to give him a contract extension this
offseason? I think eventually they are, but my point is they're trying to win a championship right now. So going all in on a move for T. Higgins makes more sense for the Jets than it does the Giants. And don't give me this, because here's what I don't like about your attitude. Are you a communist?
If we're being completely honest, no, I am not. But if you ask me exactly what communism is, I probably couldn't even give you a true answer.
All right. I apologize for using big words then. My point to you is your first reaction is you got Mike Williams, shut up and be happy. Mm. Like, spread the wealth. You can't get that much talent. That's unfair. That's not how sports works.
If you would have said socialist, he might have understood.
I tried to confuse him on purpose. It probably fits socialism more than it does communism. It's actually a little bit different. But my point is, like, what? They're not allowed to continue to try to get better? The Jets are not a perfect team. They're still chasing being the best team in the world. And when you look at their depth at wide receiver, there's a reason why it's likelier than not that tonight Joe Douglas is calling the name of a wide receiver. That is the likeliest scenario. And by the way, if it's not a wide receiver, it's Brock Bowers, who essentially is a wide receiver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So don't act like they don't need it.
This will sound like the biggest Jet hater take in the world.
You've already done it, so why not double down?
I'll double down. When Tyron Smith is missing 8 or 9 games this year, I don't want to hear that you have 14 big wide receivers to throw to and you're not protecting
Sean,
them.
Sean.
The capital and everything, you're trading picks.
Sean,
go freaking draft an old lineman tonight.
Sean. I said yesterday, I'll say it again for those that missed the show. I'll say it now at 4:18 on Thursday. What do I want the Jets to do? Simple me, Evan, Jet fan, regular guy. I would rank it that I want them to get another offensive lineman. That's my opinion.
Then we agree.
So, but I also understand, and I will not be upset, as much as you want Jet tears, if they end up with Malik Nabers tonight, or they end up with Rome Odunze tonight. I won't be upset about that. Even Brock Bowers, I won't be upset.
That's not what I
said. They need more weapons. And yes, they could use more depth on their offensive line. They're not a perfect team, bro.
I'm not saying you shouldn't draft a wide receiver.
You're setting it up to bitch and rip no matter what they do. That's what you're setting up to do.
In a conversation about
T. Higgins,
yes.
And I say, boy, he makes more sense for the Jets than the Giants, which is like a fact.
I would agree with that. It's not a fact because of the draft capital you have to move plus the money you have to give him for the... But that's my point.
Well, so that makes
drafting
more sense
Rome Odunze and paying him the rookie contract is way different than going all in.
And that makes more sense for the Giants, in your opinion. That makes more sense. Trading the draft capital makes more sense for the Giants, who are further away than winning, than it does for the Jets.
I didn't say it made more sense for the Giants.
You did because you're arguing with me.
Yeah. I'm saying I don't think it makes any sense for the Jets, is what I'm telling you.
So you're saying it doesn't make any sense for either?
No, I don't. I really don't.
You should have said that to begin with.
Right. It would have saved an argument.
But you know what? Whatever.
He just wants to fight. That's all he does. Like, anything about the Jets, he just wants to fight.
Today.
You know what? The first hour I watched you guys fight, I needed to get in here.
He got jealous. Kenny's in Staten Island. Hey, Kenny.
What's going on, guys? Always a pleasure. So, Evan, I hope you're right that the Jets are picking at 9:19. I'm on my way to the Islander game, and that'll be perfect right between the second and third period where I can get the app on my phone and watch the draft between periods. So, and listen, they're going to go with the wide receiver or the tight end. And if it came down to either Bowers or Odunze, I'm going to Odunze. That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
So hopefully it works out. As a Jet fan, usually it doesn't, but keep my fingers crossed.
Well, good luck to the Islanders tonight. Enjoy the game. I think ultimately, and we forget this, Because I think what we do leading up to the draft, Tiki, is we think about positions yep. and need. That's really what we're focused on. When the truth is, the player better be good. That's what it comes down to. Yes. As much as we may not want a player of a certain position, if that player becomes a Pro Bowler,
a great player, then you'll be fine.
We're fine.
Yes.
If that player stinks, we're not fine.
You're in trouble.
We're in trouble.
You can only afford to miss so many times in the first round.
Yes.
That's what gets a general manager fired.
Absolutely.
And obviously it sets up the team for failure. And then the coach gets fired.
No doubt. It's a trickle-down effect.
Right. It creates this vicious loop that is inescapable if you don't draft well in the first round.
What I want, and this is why I'm very happy going into tonight. I know that I am going to very likely be happy tonight. Because if they drafted Brock Bowers, I'm pumped up. You just gave Aaron Rodgers a potential elite tight end toy to play with. Let's go. If they end up with a Dunze or Neighbors, I'm like, dude, you just got another awesome weapon. And he doesn't have to be a number one. I already have Garrett Wilson. Let's go. And if you give me what I want, which is, I don't know if Joe Alt's falling to them at 10, but a legitimate offensive lineman to offer protection in case Tyron misses time, let's go. The only thing they could do that would drive me nuts is defense or a quarterback.
Yeah.
That would drive me nuts. And I know they're not going to do that, but I would hate that. I don't want to think about 2025. I don't want to think about a post-Aaron Rodgers world. I don't have to think about that world.
Yeah.
I will think about that world when I have to think about that world. So for any Jet fan, and there are some of you guys that are like, oh, let me find the quarterback of the future. F that. No, thank you. I have my quarterback of the future. He said he's playing 4 more years.
The immediate future.
The immediate future.
Not the long-term future. But again, if you're the Jets, why are you worried about the long-term future?
I'm not.
Again, that's what I'm saying. You shouldn't be. You should be trying to win right now. Give me the best impact player that I can get tonight at number 10 right now.
You will hear a brand new jingle for Cinco de 5-0 coming up in a few minutes. We'll talk to the former Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick to get us ready for the NFL draft. And what I am worried about is Bad Tiki, because God knows what he's going to say in about 5 minutes. Coming up on 4:30 here on The Fan. Very, very, very busy Thursday. We got a Yankee game later tonight. The Isles trying to get back in this series against Carolina. Obviously, Knicks Sixers. And, of course, the NFL draft. More on the NFL draft coming up with a Super Bowl winning head coach. And Sean's got his Cinco de 5-0. But it's very important that I say this before we hear from him. Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being and is not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show.
Gentlemen, tonight's a big night. It's NFL draft night. You know, this brings back memories of when I was drafted. There was a lot of nerves in the Bad Tiki household about whether or not I'd be the first overall pick. Thankfully, everything worked out and the rest is well-documented history.
Hold on, Bad Tiki. I got drafted in 1997. I don't remember you ever being drafted.
Great question, regular Tiki. I can understand why you'd be jealous. You were just a second-round pick while I was first overall. Our measurables were worlds apart. I am much faster than you and taller. The scouts were all so impressed at how tall I was in person as well as how much hair I have. But we aren't even really comparable. We play totally different positions.
Bad Tiki, what position did you play?
Evan, you can ask Mrs. Roberts. Hoo-wah! Show me the Monet. Ladies love Bad Tiki. Burn Bad Tiki. Burn!
Come on, Bad Tiki. We're supposed to be talking about the NFL draft.
Very good question, Sean. I've been hard at work with my over 2,300 other Tikis. Together, we have not only scouted and accurately predicted the entire NFL draft for the next 10 years, but we also curated a special talent evaluation, one specifically for this show.
Oh, great, Bad Tiki. I am sure this will be very flattering.
First up, regular Tiki. Good strength, adequate speed. For what he lacks in the height and hair department, he makes up for with that million-dollar smile. But be careful not to confuse him with the superior, much taller Bad Tiki or the more handsome, more talented twin brother, Rondé Barber. Overall, good, solid pick.
Fair, Bad Tiki. Who's next?
Next up is Tommy Lugauer. This is the only candidate that my 2,300 Tikis and I had trouble evaluating. Every time we started our analysis, the Tikis got so bored they started sleeping during the evaluation. My Tikis don't need to sleep. My Tikis are not human. My Tikis do not take breaks. The only thing stronger than my Tikis is how boring Tommy Lugauer is. There it goes again. Now I'm falling asleep. Overall, a boring pick.
Bad Tiki, do you have one for my co-host, Evan?
Oh, God.
I'm glad you asked regular Tiki, Evan Roberts. Obviously, great taste in women. Mrs. Roberts is the cream of the crop in my book. She's loving, caring, generous. Did I mention beautiful?
This is all very nice, Bad Tiki, but it's supposed to be about Evan.
Have you ever seen Evan run? No one is picking him for anything. I wouldn't even pick him to do laundry for my 2,300 Tikis. There is only one Roberts worthy of a pick, and that's the light of my life, my forever partner, Mrs. Roberts.
Oh, stop with that. Oh,
she just loves how tall I am.
All right. Is that enough? Is that everybody? You got to have one for Sean, right?
Sean? Sean Marash? Fatrick Swayze, Fatthew Broderick, Fat LeBlanc. Sorry, those are the nicknames the 2,300 Tikis came up with. Sean is too fat to be drafted for any reason. Overall, fat pick.
Pretty comprehensive draft analysis, I think, Bad Tiki. Now, do you have any plans for the draft?
Bad Tiki has a very big night ahead. I may relieve Roger Goodell of his hosting duties for the evening. Commish Bad Tiki. Roger is tired of being booed by every fan base. But if Bad Tiki takes over, it will be a sea of cheering fans for their hero. Bad Tiki, hero, commish. After that, you can catch me sitting courtside at the Knicks-Sixers game tonight. I'll be sitting between Ben Stiller and Turtle from Entourage. Whatever happened to that guy? Hey, somebody Google. Is he still alive?
All right, Bad Tiki. We appreciate you stopping by. Enjoy the draft. Have fun hosting. And say hi to all the celebrities at the ballgame for us, all right?
Should I also say hi to Mrs. Roberts for you?
Oh.
Right. Woof! Woof!
Thank you.
Ah, cha cha cha.
Okay, goodbye.
Ahuga!
Right.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Maybe. Oh, ooh. Meow.
Okay.
Bad Tiki. Out!
Get the hell out of here. Bad Tiki, ladies and gentlemen. Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the Real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Wow. I did hear Roger Goodell had back surgery. I may not be able to hug the draft picks.
What?
Yeah, it's a true story.
Really?
Adam Schefter tweeted, unless you're telling me it's fake Schefty, which I guess it could be. It's that kind of year or time of year. But yeah, Roger Goodell had back surgery and his back is sore, and hugging the draft picks may not happen tonight.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Huh. You want to hug this guy, the head coach that kept the Super Bowl from you
one? Not really.
That's Brian Billick.
What a huge loss. Roger Goodell doesn't get to hug the draft. I don't know if I'm going to watch tonight.
What's happening? Coach Brian Billick joins us in studio. My nemesis.
Nah, you love me now. That's 25 years ago, man.
What? Dude.
I've got the ring here if you want to just take a picture.
Look at this. Torturing me. This time of year, Coach, it's chaotic. You know this because you analyze this as well as I do. It's so much nonsense.
It is. Can you imagine tonight, based on the numbers, there may be upwards of 15 million people watching tonight. Now, that's going to outdraw NHL and NBA playoff games. Games.
Right.
I sound like Allen Iverson, but games, man. We're talking about the games.
Not practice.
Now, but the games on a show that's really nothing more than making a list.
Right.
Isn't that incredible?
Right. It is. And we don't even know what that list is, but the speculation around this. I know you've done this. Who do you like? Who do you not like? But the pressure that these coaches and general managers feel, can you put it into words?
You know what? And particularly now, because it's so pervasive. And with social media, and people have how many mock drafts, a lot of which, and it's great because they want to follow this and that. But the fact of the matter is they don't know the difference between a quarterback and a quarter pounder, right? But they hear this, they hear that, they put the list. I always love the fact, well, this guy's zooming up the draft boards. Well, no, he was there. You're just now finding out about it.
Yeah.
So he zoomed up your draft board. But you're right, the speculation that, but the sheer numbers of it, they say there's going to be probably close to 60 million people view over the 3 days, probably 300,000 in Detroit, which is great. But it is. It's such an amazing spectacle on basically, you know, the frustrating thing as a coach and a GM is, you know, you could sit down. We could do the entire draft probably in about 3 hours. If you just sat down, went through, go. But you have to make this drama about it.
Well, think about how it's, I remember it wasn't even that long ago when it was over the weekend. It was a Saturday and Sunday. And now it's this primetime event that's gotten dragged out over numerous days. I think as a fan, I like it. I like it as a primetime event. Would you have liked it if you were making picks with a Thursday night and a Friday night and a Saturday?
It's a long couple days. But you're right. You've got to do it. A lot of it because of the fantasy leagues. Right. Everybody, my 8-year-old grandson, you could sit him down right now. He's in 4 or 5 fantasy leagues. He could tell you, you give him a team, he'll tell you the quarterback, his completion percentage, who the starting running back, receivers, tight ends, wide receivers. I mean, like he's reading it off a computer. It's absolutely amazing.
Now, when you look at the draft, it becomes now so focused on quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Now, earlier, I know you were doing, you know, some hits, you know, on a media tour here. You were talking about these like film, like courage films that you would give your quarterbacks. Why do you need to do that?
Like, yeah, you're always, 'cause there is so much data. And you've got to be able to cut through what it is you're looking at. First off, the hard thing about taking a quarterback, of the maybe 300 and 350 throws he'll make in a given year, there's only about, I had one scout tell me, probably about 15% of them are legitimate NFL-type throws that you can look at and say, okay, that's a throw he's going to have to make.
Right, this is the kid in college.
Correct.
The throws he made in college, maybe 10% translate to what he's going to have to do in the NFL.
So now I got to decide if I'm going to make this kid a first-round pick, put my job on the line on maybe 40 or 50 throws.
Wow.
And does that translate into the NFL? And that's the tough part, because when it comes to take, I wrote a book on it called The Q Factor. I think we talked about when I wrote it in 2018. The fact of the matter is that all these young men have got the credentials. They are deserving of being top round picks. Okay. No matter what the analytics, you can like one over another and they're touching and whatever. At the end of the day, 50% of them are going to fail. That's just the numbers. That's what it's going to be. And you would think in today's, with the analytics and the experience, and at the bottom line is Bill Walsh always reminded me, nobody knows anything when it comes to quarter. You really don't. You can think, you know, you may be on the positive side of the 50-50 equation, so think you know what it is to be a great quarterback. Because the hard thing is, any other position, you can kind of quantify it to a degree.
Yeah, of course.
But for the quarterback position, if the three of us here discussed, let's name the top 10 quarterbacks of all time. Between the three of us, we'd come up with, 12, 13 guys?
Yeah.
But then look at each of those guys. What made them Hall of Famers? What made them great? Something different for each.
Right.
Whether it's the quick release of a Dan Marino, the pure throwing action of Warren Moon, the athleticism of Steve Young, the intellect of a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning. I mean, each one had something. They all had, obviously, fundamental abilities, but there was something about them that made them great. So that's what you got to ask yourself about these five guys.
Yeah.
What is special about them that's going to translate into the NFL that's going to make them great? And that's a lot tougher.
Do you feel, looking at any of these five guys, that any of them can be great?
I think they all can be great. They really can. You can make a case for all of them. And again, you're going to be wrong half of the time. The book I alluded to, we did the 2018 draft. And what we did is we took the draft. That was the Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold.
I remember it well as a Jets fan. Yeah.
Josh Allen, yeah. Josh Rosen, and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And they're across the board. Here is the reason why they were there. And we tracked them going in, and here's why we think they're good, or what said about them, what teams took them. And then we didn't actually write the book until a year and a half after, because we didn't, you know. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a revisionist, you know, afterwards going, oh, well, I knew.
Yeah.
And there again, you had two of them that turned out okay with Allen and Lamar Jackson, and three of them are not.
How much of it is organization? Because I think as Jet fans, we assume our organization, different names, sometimes it's Adam Gase, sometimes it was the Saleh era, that they led to screwing up at quarterback.
It's a combination of both, because it's a matter of, certainly they have to have the talent, and sometimes it just doesn't translate. And it does have, because, yeah, are there guys that probably had the talent but just got into the wrong circumstance? You know, that could be true.
Yeah.
We talked with Bill Polian, and he was great. I appreciated him being so honest. Remember, that was the Peyton Manning, Drew Bledsoe draft. Now everybody, oh, I knew Drew Bledsoe. That's a bold-faced lie. We all had them touching.
Yeah.
And there was a debate. And Bill was very honestly said, you know, at the end of the day, because everybody at the time, Peyton Manning was as good as he ever going to be. You know, he had the great pedigree and whatever. Much bigger upside in Ryan Leaf, maybe. And he said they were touching. Ultimately, for them, they said it was what we wanted to be as an organization, and the personality.
Right, what that he represented.
That Peyton Manning was the right choice. Right. And it turned out to be the right choice.
God, yeah.
But Bill Polian, Hall of Fame general manager, was basically saying, we rolled the 50-50 dice, and we happened to finish on the positive side of the 50-50.
Right. Is it healthy, Coach, that we feel like the quarterback is the end-all, be-all to winning? Because, I mean, I know this because how you guys beat the crap out of us in 2001 Super Bowl. You guys were built with defense, right? I mean, obviously everybody talks about Ray Lewis, but Ray Lewis was the least of our problems when Sam Adams and Tony Siragusa may rest in peace, are literally, and I'm not even joking, 700 pounds in the middle of your defense, but athletes, right? And you got Suggs, and like, it used to be complete.
Right.
Now it's find the quarterback. I feel like it's unhealthy.
It is, and you can lose track sometimes or lose your way if you think it is all just the quarterback. But in today's game, we got to remember when we won that championship, Tampa Bay and New Orleans, New England, the next with Brad Johnson and a rookie, you know, the GOAT, Tom Brady. Those teams you could win with great defense because we were at a nexus point. We were transitioned out of the Marinos, the Elways, the Montanas. We had not yet come in to the Mannings and the Breezes and the Bradys and the like. So there was a void of the dominant quarterback play. So great defense, complete team could win a championship.
Interesting.
Today, you better be a complete team, but you better have that quarterback. He doesn't have to be a Hall of Famer.
Right.
But he better be competent enough on a long enough playing field to where you can throw the game on his back at key times, particularly in the playoffs. So in that standpoint, no, you better get that right. So it is important, but the other stuff's pretty important too.
No doubt. We're talking to Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick. So the big debate around here for tonight is what the Giants should do. And Tiki has an opinion as a Giant legend. A lot of Giant fans have been screaming and yelling, do they get a quarterback? Do they already have a quarterback? If you were Joe Shane year three, you're picking at six, you could always trade up, what would you do?
Well, that comes down to where are you on Daniel Jones?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where is there a conviction there that we think?
Well,
he feels
healthy, right? They're saying he's healthy. And I think that's half the battle
that
with him,
can
to be honest
be,
with
that
you.
Can be a factor. Bill Walsh was a firm believer that by the 22nd, 23rd game, if they're not it by then, they're not. Now, that could happen before. But if you don't see it by then, that's really as a starter, if he starts going in the first year and a half or so, if you still have some questions, Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh is a perfect example. The end of this last season looked pretty good. Not last season, the season before.
Right.
He was on the uptrend. Hmm. So now he had that half season. Okay, now you're the guy. Well, clearly you got through the and went, nope, this is so you pull the trigger and you go. So that's really what they have to decide on. Do they think Jones is that guy? If they think Fields okay and you can okay, then great. If that's the case and it looks like you've rolled the dice that way, then yeah, you go someplace else. And the good news is when you have a draft, when you have this many quarterbacks taken early, some awful good players get pushed back into you. Guys that normally, a Marvin Harrison who normally would go number one, that tackle maybe could be number one or two. Some good player could get pushed. So the idea of falling back a little bit, let someone else move up in that spot because there's going to be a blue chip player that normally wouldn't be there because we're going to take 3, 4, 5, however many quarterbacks in the top 10 or 15. That can be a pretty shrewd move.
And see, that's why I get excited about the skill position players and the offensive linemen and these other non-quarterbacks in this draft because people are desperate for the quarterback. Denver is desperate for a quarterback. The Raiders are desperate for a quarterback. The Minnesota Vikings, I mean, they traded to get back into the first round, so they have assets to trade up because they're desperate for a quarterback. One of these wide receivers, I'm right there saying they're almost all three of those guys, Adunze, Marvin Harrison Jr., who you mentioned, and Malik Nabers, they feel bust-proof, right? And if that guy falls to you, how do you not take him?
Yeah.
Right? Because at the end of the day, you have to take a star if you're in the top 10. And if you don't, it's eventually going to cost you your job. Right? And some guys get away with doing it and not like your guy.
And that's
Joe Douglas
what,
got
that's
away with it with Zach Wilson, but he fixed it because he brought in Aaron Rodgers.
That's what worries me about this quarterback draft, because any you go back and look, and when you look at the years when 4 and 5 guys are taken,
mm-hmm.
9 out of 10 times, it's because of need. Need's a terrible evaluator. And because there's so much need at quarterback,
like
sometimes these guys can get elevated, and then that falls into that 50-50. When you look back, look at the 2021 draft, only one of the 5 quarterbacks is even with the same team.
Right.
2018 draft, which we just talked about, where 2 out of the 5 have made it. So with this many quarterbacks, yeah, is it that there's just that many good quarterbacks? Yeah. Or is part of it there's so much need, mm-hmm. and now there's so much talk about taking him in the first round, does that exacerbate the fact that, yeah, you're going to be on the 50-50 mark? Because they really some of these guys in a saner moment might be more legitimate early second round picks.
Right. It scares the hell out of you. Because what you just said, when there's so much need and there's so much desperation, it heats up a market that might not have that much fire underneath it. But it makes you desperate. But I keep getting caught with the repercussion for the staff, so the coach and the general manager. Now, we've talked about this with Joe Shane and with Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh with the Jets. But I'm of the belief that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll with the Giants, it doesn't feel as desperate for them. Like, I feel like the Jets have to win. As things go wrong, they're all getting fired.
Well, damn right, we got a 40-year-old quarterback.
Right, they're all getting fired. It's over if they don't do what they're supposed to do. The Giants, I don't feel like the pressure is the same.
You know,
how do you view the Giants, the day you get the job,
there's that pressure.
Yeah.
It really is. There's not that. I mean, and you recognize, particularly if you're going to take a quarterback in the first round, that's tough to survive if it doesn't turn out. Equally tough to survive if you take a guy, don't take a guy, if, let's say, magically Chicago doesn't take Caleb Williams, and he ends up being lights out. And conversely, if obviously you take a guy and the pressure's the same. I don't know. I don't follow it that closely. I got to believe Brian Daboll. It's not like he's on the Rock of Gibraltar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like there's some pressure. So, is that pressure there? Yes, it is. Do you think about it all the time? You let it overwhelm you? No. But, yeah, you got to get it right. And you can't let it dictate the decision. You can't. One thing Ozzie Newsome was so brilliant about was he made sure that we did the things in free agency that they've drafted very, very well, that didn't force your hand on draft day, that because you didn't get it addressed, you feel compelled. You know, it's that everybody, how many times are we going to hear, well, it's the best player available, best player on the board.
Right.
Which is a bold-faced lie. I mean, at the end of the day, once you get past maybe the difference between the 15th player on your board and the 20th may be pretty substantial, the 20th to the 25th. The difference between the 30th player and the 40th and the 50th, not so much.
Right.
And it was always a matter, it's always amazed me, particularly in the latter rounds, that we always take the best player available. And I'll be damned if the best player available wasn't at a position we need. Isn't that great how that turned
right,
out?
Right.
So there is that warping effect.
Well, right. I think that, I mean, honestly, that's what Joe Douglas needs to do. Like, their best, they need to add to their offense. Like, that's how we all feel as Jet fans. If it's another tackle to add more depth to the offensive line, great. If it's another wide receiver to have Aaron Rodgers get a new toy, great. If it's Brock Bowers, the tight, anything on offense, and whoever the best available guy is at 10, they should go out and get. Now, Joe Douglas worked on your staff.
He was on our staff in Baltimore, and Joe was great. Joe was a grinder.
Yeah.
I will tell you that. Whatever decision they make, it is thoroughly vetted, because Joe is one of those guys that he is a grinder on the film. No stone unturned. And they're going to make a choice. They're going to believe in their hearts, this is the guy. But again, you can't let it dictate by need. It does tend to work out that way. Because even at the end of the day, even if when you're picking up 6th or 12th or 15th, there's usually the players we used to say they're touching, that they're close enough that it's hard to quantify, you know what, we need a tackle, but this DB and this tackle are really about the same, and it's hard to separate the two, so why not take the tackle if that's more of a need? Now, you got to be convinced that they really are the same. You can't talk yourself into a guy that the tackle, well, you know, he's really not as good, but he's kind of as good, particularly if you're talking, because the Giants are picking in that blue chip area.
Yeah.
You can't pass on taking a blue chip. And usually the blue chip board usually will go anywhere from 8 to 10 players in a given year.
Yeah.
And that's why you got to think real hard about trading out. You hear this, people trading out away from the blue chip. Now, if it's the quarterback and you just, that's fine. But you never trade out of that blue chip player.
I got to tell you, I'm very distracted by that ring. That is such a big, beautiful ring.
Quiet.
Well, he's got a beautiful ring. What am I telling you?
You're doing that on purpose.
No, I don't have a ring. I'm a Jet fan. I just think it's a very nice ring. Wow, very big, man. Tell us about Signal Relief, by the way.
You know, we talked about it before, Tiki. This is the real deal. And the more I use this product, Signal Relief is basically it's a patch. It's not an icy patch or a TENS patch. There's no goo or ointment. This is a standalone, reusable patch. You put it where you need it. That's what I love about it.
Well, I'm getting old.
Believe me, you got a lot of places you need it, right?
I do.
But it works with the electrical signals in your body. You know, and pain is nothing more than an electrical signal, right? This helps mitigate that pain. You put it where you need it. I'm 18 holes on the golf course. It goes to my lower back. Hmm. It helps you then, allows you to work through that pain, because motion is medicine, right? That's where the real, you know that is, the get you out of the training room and get you back on the field. That's where the rehab came from, to work through it. Signal Relief is the real deal. You need to go to signalrelief.com and check out the science behind it, because it's brilliant. But it mitigates it, that white noise of pain, and helps you now work through and get that motion of medicine. It's the real deal. Go to signalrelief.com. Put in promo code COACH. You get 20% off. This is the real deal. I promise you. It's the next level in mitigation.
These are reusable?
Absolutely. Up to a year. That's great. It's got an adhesive you put on it. You put it where, like I said, on golf. I get out of the pool.
Right.
I put it on my upper back. You know, you get off the tennis court or pickleball. Put it. You put it. But again, you put it between the pain and the brain. And all of a sudden, now you can do those things you need to do to continue to get that motion. It's the real deal.
Nice. Even awesome. Non-athletes like Evan.
Even it takes longer with them, but it does work.
There you go. Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.
Coach Brian Billick. When we come back, Sean's got a big Cinco de 5-0 list, plus we'll hear a new jingle that may have been created by AI. That should sound pretty good. And what do the Knicks have to do tonight to go up 3-0? Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.